Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carol, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead. He has 3 points. Kerry O'Connor and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has two.
All right, we have flipped a coin to break the tie. Kerry has elected to go first, so the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Last week's deadly attacks in Mumbai led to increased tensions between India and blank.
Pakistan.
Right. After an agreement was reached with their governing council, the U.S. now has a timeline for withdrawing troops from blank.
Iraq.
Right. The FDA said last week the trace amounts of blank in baby formula are safe.
Melamine.
Larry Langford, the mayor of blank, was arrested on charges of bribery and corruption this week.
Oh, I don't know where he's in Portland, Oregon.
Birmingham, Alabama. A mugging in Canada took an unexpected turn when the mugger and the muggy began blanking.
Dancing.
No, it began dueling with squeegees from a gas station. December 1st marked the 20th anniversary of the first World Blank Day.
Native American.
AIDS Day. Her sixth album, Circus, is being hailed as Blank's big comeback.
Britney Spears.
Right. After months in the run, police in Nebraska believe they have finally nabbed the notorious vandal known as Blank.
Cow tipper.
No, the butt bandit. They have found the butt bandit. We've followed the story so closely on this show for a year. Police in Valentine, Nebraska have been trying to figure out who was behind a string of late night incidents involving Vaseline butt prints on windows throughout town. Well, Valentine's chief of police believes he has got the right guy. The unnamed 35-year-old man was arrested and loaded into the backseat of a police car. Sadly, he didn't make it to the jail. The police car took a hard right turn and he slid right off the seat and out the door. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
It's a very special kind of Valentine.
Kerry had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, and Kerry has taken the lead.
All right. Very good.
You're in a tough round. That's a tough round.
It's tough. Mo, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the runoff vote for the Georgia Senate seat went to blank.
Saxby Chambliss.
Right. Newsday reported that a dispute over people cutting in line led to Black Friday's tragedy at a Long Island blank.
Walmart.
Right. Airport sieges, which stranded more than 300,000 travelers in blank, were lifted on Wednesday.
Thailand.
Right. 31 years after he was charged with a sex crime, Director Blank has asked that the case be dismissed.
Roman Polanski.
Right. A judge in France ruled that Nicolas Sarkozy voodoo dolls can be sold as long as they include a label that says blank.
Don't mess with Carla.
No. The label says that the dolls are offensive to Nicolas Sarkozy. In a victory for Barbie maker Mattel, a judge has ruled that a rival manufacturer must stop making the popular blank dolls.
It's got to be a Barbie knockoff.
It's called?
It's not Bratz. Barbie.
No, it was in fact the Bratz dolls. Lil Wayne and Coldplay were among performers nominated for the most blank awards this week.
Grammy.
Yes, editors at an Australian men's magazine are panicking after they learned that they'd somehow lost blank.
A very bodacious kangaroo that was going to be the centerfold.
No, they somehow lost 130,000 inflatable plastic breasts. It's supposed to be a free gift with the January issue of Ralph magazine. Free inflatable breasts for every subscriber, but the shopping crate arrived at the Sydney docks empty. And editors fear that their inflatable breasts may be floating somewhere on the high seas.
You know, I thought those Somali pirates looked a little more buxom than they had before. Maybe that's what was slowing them down.
It's possible.
Wind resistance.
Yes. All right. Carl, how did Mo do?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo is in the lead.
Well, then. How many, then, does Adam need to win?
5 correct answers.
Okay, Adam. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. AT&T was one of the companies that announced it would be cutting thousands of blanks this week.
Jobs.
Right. President Bush announced that he and Laura Bush are planning to purchase a home in blank.
Maine.
No, Dallas. Months after he resigned in a prostitution scandal, former New York Governor Blank made his debut as a columnist for Slate.com.
Elliot Spitzer.
Right. According to a new study, some lizards blank to get attention.
Play dead.
No, do push-ups. Oh. That's why I do them. Alan Keyes and Clarence Thomas were among those pushing the Supreme Court to accept a case challenging blank's citizenship.
Barack Obama.
Right. Booksellers anticipated high sales as Tales of Beetle the Bard, a book of stories mentioned in the Blank series, went on sale.
Harry Potter.
Right. After an intense 90-minute armed standoff, police at a bank in New Jersey finally took a blank into custody.
A cardboard cutout.
Exactly right. Life-sized. Police were called to the PNC Bank. After the alarm went off, they looked inside. They could see an unauthorized person inside just standing there, silently mocking them. And that person refused to come out peacefully or respond to calls. Police sealed off the area, evacuated nearby residents, and finally sent in the SWAT team. The cardboard standee was taken into custody and has refused to make a statement or answer questions. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed five correct answers. He had five correct
Whoa.
Answers. Throw with 13 points, Adam Felbert is this week's champion.